Tasha Howard, the aforementioned first cousin, had called to offer me work, though the details of the job hadn't yet been specified. Tasha is an attorney who handles wills and estates, working for a law firm with offices in both San Francisco and Lompoc, which is an hour north of Santa Teresa. I gathered she divided her time just about equally between the two. I'm normally interested in employment, but Tasha and I aren't exactly close, and I suspected she was using the lure of business to insinuate herself into my life. As it happened, her first call came on the day after New Year's, which allowed me to sidestep by claiming I was still on vacation. When she called again on January 7th, she caught me off guard. I was at the office in the middle of a serious round of solitaire when the telephone rang. "Hi, Kinsey, this is Tasha. I thought I'd try you again. Did I catch you at a bad time?" "This is fine," I said. I crossed my eyes and pretended I was gagging myself with a finger pointed down my throat. Of course, she couldn't see that. I put a red 8 on a black 9 and turned up the last 3 cards. No play that I could see. "How are you?" I asked, perhaps a millisecond late. "Doing well, thanks. How about you?" "I'm good," I said. "Gee, your timing's uncanny. I was just picking up the phone. I've been making calls all morning, and you were next on my list." I often use the word "gee" when I'm lying through my teeth. "I'm glad to hear that," she said. "I thought you were avoiding me." I laughed. "Ha, ha, ha." "Not at all," said I. I was about to elaborate on the denial, but she plowed right on. Having run out of moves, I pushed the cards aside and began to tag my blotter with a little desktop graffiti. I block printed the word "barf" and gave each of the letters a 3-dimensional cast. She said, "What's your schedule like tomorrow? Can we get together for an hour? I have to be in Santa Teresa anyway, and we could meet for lunch." "I can probably do that," I said with caution. In this world, lies can only take you so far before the truth catches up. "What sort of work are we talking about?" "I'd rather discuss it in person. Is 12 o'clock good for you?" "That sounds fine," I said. "Perfect. I'll make reservations. Emile's at the beach. I'll see you there," she said, and with a click she was gone. I put the phone down, set the ballpoint pen aside, and laid my little head down on my desk. What an idiot I was. Tasha must have known I didn't want to see her, but I hadn't had the nerve to say so. She'd come to my rescue a couple of months before, and though I'd repaid the money, I still felt I owed her. Maybe I'd listen to her politely before I turned her down. I did have another quick job in the works. I'd been hired to serve 2 deposition subpoenas in a civil case for an attorney on the second floor of our building. I went out in the afternoon and spent $35, plus tip, on a legitimate salon haircut. I tend to take a pair of nail scissors to my own unruly mop about every 6 weeks, my technique being to snip off any tuft of hair that sticks out. I guess I must have been feeling insecure because it wouldn't ordinarily occur to me to pay real bucks for something I can do so handily myself. Of course, I've been told my hairstyle looks exactly like a puppy dog's backside, but what's wrong with that?